Good morning. I want to welcome you to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. And I tell you what, we are out early on this Sunday morning because we are giving remembrance to the most profound event that has ever happened in history for humanity. Amen. I want you to know something, that the most powerful thing that has happened for us since the time God created us is that Jesus came, he walked this earth, he lived his life, and then he gave himself as a sacrifice for us and was resurrected from the cross. Amen? And he came out of the grave having won the victory for humanity so that forever we can go without ever facing judgments that rightfully would be against us. Amen? Through his goodness and his love and his mercy. So this morning, we're just going to have an early sunrise celebration service. And during this time, we're going to take communion. And then I'm going to pray for anybody who needs prayer. And I just want to encourage you this morning. I also want to remind you that we are going to allow people, and people have already come, which is wonderful, and put whatever's in their spirit before God at the foot of the cross this morning. And I'm telling you that we are going to see phenomenal, miraculous outcomes of what God's going to do in our lives. Amen? So this morning, we're going to worship the Lord and just celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. Praise God.
I never knew death could be so sweet. Never knew surrender could be so free. I've never seen such meekness and majesty. That the blood of Jesus was bled for me. Now I sing freedom for all of my days. It's only by the power of the cross I'm raised. The King of glory rescued me. How beautiful the blood flows. How merciful the love shows. The King of glory poured out. Victorious are we now. Never knew these nails would love unfold. Never knew the peace.
times want to see.
Victory. Forever King, His glory is mine.
unchangeable story of how you came down, laid down your life for the ones that you loved. Led to a cross, broken and torn, your blood was poured out, redemption was born. You said that it was done, your breath in my lungs. There is power, say, there is healing in you, babe. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love is made away. Led to a cross, broken and torn. There is freedom.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Jesus has made a way. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I want you to know that that is the whole crux and foundation of why we're here this morning. It's because Jesus has made a way. Amen. And I just want to remind you that at the end of the second service, we're really going to be praying over it. But there's people that have already started bringing their requests to the Lord. Amen. We have the cross out here in a basket this morning because we want to emphasize the day is a day that we're just bringing stuff to the cross. Amen. We're bringing it to the feet of the Lord. And we're putting it there and we're putting it in his hands. Amen. I want to remind you that God himself, Jesus, when he was on the cross, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Yes.
And I just want you to know that today is a day that I want to remind you to put everything in your life in the hands of the Lord. Amen? Because that's where turnaround happens. Amen? I want you to know that's where the supernatural of God will start operating in your life. Amen? I'm telling you, God is so good that he loves us this morning. Amen?
Amen?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Now, I think we should, sometimes we can get so used to something, it can become a common thing to us.
Mm.
And Jesus should never become a common thing to us.
Amen.
The price that he paid
should
never become a common thing to us.
Mm-hmm.
And our prayer today is that those that come out for Christmas and Easter,
amen,
that today their heart would be open to the complete truth of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what Praise he did and the work that he did on that cross for them.
Yes, amen.
If we went throughout this, and I wish we could and I wish we had time, but if we went throughout and heard testimonies of the worst thing that God delivered you from, your jaw would drop for some people, because God has brought people out of the worst place that you can think of.
Amen.
And beyond sometimes what you can even think of. Because he was willing to pay a price. Not my will, but yours be done.
Praise
God. It's not that he didn't want to do it. He said, if this cup could pass from me, he sweated blood.
Amen.
Could you imagine?
Praise God.
Having such a heavy weight on you about what's up to come. And you're praying through it. And it's so intense on you because the price that you're about to pay can't be done without the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But in the walk to it and on the cross with it, he's going to turn his back on you. Because he can't stand to watch it himself. And he sweated blood. Let this cup pass from me. Everybody thinks everything Jesus did was easy.
Mm.
No, what Jesus did was obedience. And the Lord helped him through everything that he did. The cross was not easy. You cannot convince me the cross was easy. I've never sweated blood. And I've been in some serious situations. And I've never sweated blood. But he said, but not my will, but yours be done.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And let us understand the heaviness of that today. And every day. Let's not lose it. Every single day. Every single day. We often start to complain and start to just nonchalantly do things about the Lord. Listen, we should never not have a shout in our heart and out come out of us for the Lord. We should never not want to raise our hands for the Lord. He raised his body for you.
Amen.
We should never not want to dance before the Lord. You say, well, that's not just who I am. Well, Jesus really wasn't one that wanted to go to the cross for you, but he did it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some people at dances, at high school dances. Now, yes, it's been a while. And they would dance their self off. Been to weddings. Seen people dance themselves off. Come in here and we'll stand still in service when a worship service is going on and we're praising our God.
Amen.
The price he paid was so much for you. Why would we ever hold anything back from him?
Amen. Praise God.
God, we thank you this morning.
Amen.
We praise you. We give you glory. Jesus, what you did is beyond our understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Is completely beyond us. There are certain people we'll die for, but there's other people we won't.
Mm-hmm.
But every person, the people that were mocking you, I thought you were the King of Kings. We thought you were the King of the Jews. We thought you were the Son of... They were mocking you on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't rebuke them. You didn't yell at them. You didn't say, God, get me down. You didn't call legions of angels to come rescue you off. Mm-hmm. You said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. Let us know a love like that, Jesus. Let our love be like your love. That we see them through your eyes. That we hear cries from people for what it truly is, the pain and hurt they've been through.
Amen.
Let us truly understand people with your understanding, not our own.
Praise the Lord.
Not our own hurts, not our own pains, not our own dirty filters from the years that we've been on this earth.
Amen.
But clean us, Lord, so we can hear with your ears. Yes. We can love with your heart.
Yes, Lord.
We can see with your eyes.
Amen. Praise
Thank
God.
You. We give Praise you glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, let's just give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. You know, I don't know if you realize it, but it is biblical for you to praise God. You know, when we clap, we're not just clapping like we're at some sporting event. We are praising God. When we worship and when we sing, I want you to know that you were made to do such. And I want you to know that whether you recognize it or not, just by coming to the house of God and just by submitting yourself to the things that are important to God, you give him a reverence that the Bible says that it's like a sweet-smelling aroma and it becomes a sacrifice that goes up to heaven. You know, sometimes we forget that the Lord says that just by you bringing your sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving into the sanctuary, God can answer and do things in our lives. And I'm just telling you that the Lord has really been just pressing into my spirit about how he is going to just be doing things in our lives because we give him honor. You know, I'm probably going to teach on honor just a little bit coming up here soon, because I will tell you, just reverencing God enough to humble yourself, to say, I am going to come and I'm going to worship and I'm going to discover. I'm telling you, God looks at that as a powerful sacrifice for him to come into. You know, I want you to know that when you come to church not feeling well, and when you come to church early, and when you come to church, no matter how hard your week has been, I'll tell you, those acts of faith within themselves never go unnoticed by God. Amen? You know, I had some people tell me that they were a little tired this morning. Well, I understand that, but I want you to know that being tired didn't stop you, and the devil is terrified because of it. Woo! Amen. 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 You know, this morning, I'm not going to take too long, but I am going to take a little bit of time, because I just want to set the tone for the idea of why we would do an early service on a... I want you to know why we would do an early service on a Sunday morning, and it is because I want you to know that clearly I have something that needs addressed. Hallelujah. But anyhow, praise God. But anyhow, what I want you to know is that, you know, there was people that went to the Lord's tomb early. And they were going there, you know, to pray their, you know, to mourn, to pray their respects, whatever you want to call it. But what's so powerful, and we'll look at this more in the second service, but what's so powerful is they went to a place that was vacated. And I want you to know that the first thing we're going to do this morning is we're going to take communion. Why? Because I want you to know that while we take communion, we're just going to look at a couple things that it says in the Bible regarding communion. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, it says in verse 23, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." And I want you to know something, that the Jesus, when he was with his disciples that last night before he went to the cross, he made sure he met with them. And I can just imagine the arena of talking and in-depthness that he shared with them, that we will not know until we get to heaven everything that was said. But what is powerful is that Jesus wanted to leave them some things to remember him by. And he said, "I want you to do this in remembrance of me." And he said that when you do these things, they represent steps in faith that releases in you a reminder of not only my love, my commitment, and my goodness, but it releases in you a reverence for what he did. You know, whenever we take communion, I pray, and the Bible says this in this same scripture, you can read it, that the Lord says that really we shouldn't take communion unworthily. Uh-oh. What does that mean? That means that when we take communion, it should be serious. It's a reboot time. It's a time where we make sure that there's nothing in our heart that would separate us from God. In other words, that we are doing our best to live the kind of life that's reflective of what God wants for us. But it's a very serious time where we say, "Lord, I am remembering what you did on the cross. I'm remembering how you gave your body, representative of the bread of life, the word of God, but how he gave his physical body to be touched for us." And he says that I am the bread of life. Amen. And that's the first thing we do, is that when we give honor to God, we right now, we're just taking this little wafer here, whatever it's made of. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, we're using our faith this morning. But we take this, and when we symbolically take this and eat it, it is remembering what Jesus did for us. And it says that when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." So this morning, I'm just going to give thanks before we do. Father, we just thank you, God. Lord, we just honor you this morning, Father. Lord, on this day that we give glory to Jesus and we give thanks to you for the cross, for the resurrection, for the love, for the redemption. Father, I thank you that the work you did made death an irrelevant event, that even though we will go through it momentarily, Father, it will not stop us from rising to live forever with you, God. And Father, we just give thanks to Jesus this morning. And we bring remembrance to the work he did for us as we eat this in faith in honor of you. In Jesus' name, amen. And it says here that in the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped. saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes." I want you to understand something, that when we take communion, it's an opportunity for us to remember what God has done, to remember the promise of the Lord and Savior, to just put your heart out there and remind yourself every day, "Hey, God, I want to give you my heart and soul. I want to make sure I'm living for you. I want to follow you. I do this by faith." You know, it might not make sense to the world or people that do not know you, but I do this by faith, letting you know that I trust you, I believe you, and everything about you, I want to be a part of my life. Amen? So let's just take this and let's just drink in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just reverence you and honor you this morning, God. Father, as we have just taken communion in your namesake, Father, Lord, we are just bringing remembrance. We're bringing honor. We're bringing acknowledgement to what you did for us, Father. Lord, I thank you that the Bible says, what man, what person? Lord, I think about us as individuals, and God, I don't believe that any of us could say that we would willingly sacrifice our children for someone else, Father. But Lord, out of your great love, you were willing. But God, here we stand in honor of the resurrection, Father. Lord, we stand in thanks of what you've done for us. And God, as I share, God, from the word, just a few moments, Father, Lord, I'm just going to bring remembrance to what you did and your love for us, God, and how you care for us, Father. And Lord, I just pray, God, that as we move through these few moments this morning, Father, that even right now, you're releasing healing into people that need healed. God, even right now, you are releasing wisdom to people who need your guidance, Father. Lord, people who are trying to make major decisions, Father, about relationships in their life, Father, about habits that they may need to get rid of, Father, and about jobs and about health and just about life, about children, about family, about spouses, the multitude of things that we face, God, I just thank you that right now you're already beginning to heal, set free. God, you're releasing wisdom. You're speaking to people right now. You're giving them clear direction, God, on what they need to do concerning certain things and issues that are a concern for them. And Father, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this morning I'm not going to preach long to you because I want to pray for people this morning. And we're just going to believe God for the supernatural. Amen. We're just going to believe God to just heal and set free. So this morning I just want to share a couple scriptures with you. And the first thing I'm going to look at is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. And you can read this because it's talking about Jesus. And it's talking about him coming and him being revealed to humanity and how humanity is not going to regard him in a great way. They're not going to be able to recognize everything about him. But it tells us down here in verse 4, or we'll even read in verse 3, because it tells us some things about Christ that we need to make sure we know. And it says in Isaiah 53, 3, he's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I want you to just see something here. He has borne our griefs and our sorrows. I want you to know that part of the reason why Jesus was willing to go to the cross for mankind is because out of his love and his care for us, he already saw what we were going through. I want you to know that the Lord knew that every one of us would face hardships, tragedies, abuses, rejections, griefs. Sometimes it's brought on by other people. Sometimes it's brought on by our own bad decisions. And I promise you that every time there's an influence of the enemy who's trying to cause difficulty in our life so that we won't pursue who God is, who we are, and what God has made us for. Amen? But this morning, I want to say to you that don't you ever believe that God is not aware of your sorrows or griefs. Don't you ever become so lonely and stand in your own misery to the point that you would think that God is inconsiderate, uncaring, or doesn't see what you're going through. Every time we think that way, I want us to remember the cross, because the cross Jesus went through, not for his own sorrows and griefs. The Lord says he went through it for yours. He went through it so that each and every one of us would have an escape route in the middle of our worst moment. I want you to know that I could recount many times where I have heard of people who were about ready to do the unthinkable and in the life that they were granted, and God would speak to them right in the middle of that moment. See, I want you to know that sometimes when we are going through the biggest battles, when we're going through health battles, when we're going through depressions, when we're going through difficulties, and we're going through tough relationships and decisions, sometimes we get the thought that God doesn't care or God's not with us. But I want you to know something, that that's a part of the reason why Jesus went to the cross, so that in those heavy moments, even sometimes when we don't cry out or when we are not walking in that relationship with God, there's a grace extended to us. And for all of us who are walking in a relationship with God, there's a grace extended to us. Amen? And I just want to remind you this morning that the Lord himself had something in plan for you when he went to the cross. And we're going to look at 1 Peter here, because I want you to see what the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2. It says in verse 21, "For even hereunto were you called, because Jesus also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judged righteously." You know, I want you to understand something, that we will be better off in this life when we quit fighting against God, or even fighting to justify ourselves or fighting for our own lives, and we start resting in him. Amen? When we start resting in him, the Bible says that let's commit ourselves to him who judges righteously. I want you to know something, that one of the best things that could have ever happened to me, and I don't do it all the time, but for the most of the part, I try to do it, is I have to remember that I'm not going to push my way. I'm not going to force my way. I'm not going to try to protect myself and fight for myself. I need to put that in the hand of the Lord. You know, if you ever ask me if I'm worried about tomorrow, I will tell you, no, I'm not. And I mean that. I mean, sometimes I bet you I might frustrate my sweetie pie because I tell you, sometimes she's probably telling me things that are very important and it may look like I'm not concerned. And it doesn't mean that in the natural, my heart doesn't beat fast. It doesn't mean that in the natural, it's not a concern for me. But it does mean that I truly rest and put my hope in the Lord. I truly believe that when things are too big for me, it really doesn't matter. Because they're not mine to solve. Hallelujah. Now, does that mean I'm going to bail and not do my part? No, I'm going to do all I can, but what it does mean is that I'm not going to be in fear and stress because I have a confidence in God. And that's what the resurrection says to us, and that's what the cross says to us, is that Jesus, who lived without sin and did what he was supposed to do, when he was accused and mistreated, ultimately, he trusted God. Amen. And as a result, he came out on the other side. Amen? And so this morning, I just want to just remind us a little bit in this early service, and then we're going to pray for people, that the Lord says this, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. They say tree here, but that's the cross. If you studied out, that's the cross. That we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. I want you to know something. That this morning, as we think about the cross, and we think about the blood of Jesus, and we think about what he's done for us, what I want to remind every one of us is that he did something you couldn't do for yourself. The Bible never said he bore his sins. He didn't have any. He didn't have anything to go to the cross for. The Bible just said to us that he bare our sins on the cross. And I want to remind us today that this is why, instead of trying to do life on our own, instead of trying to do it under our own power and under our own decision-making ability, humble yourself and give maximum room to God. I mean, we want his salvation, don't we? We want his goodness. Well, thank God. Remember, he did not do the cross for himself. He did it for you. And if he went to the cross for you, if you will just come to him and you will ask him, is there anything you think that he would not do or touch for you? If he was willing to die to remove a death sentence from you, don't you think he wants your relationships to be healthy? Mm. If he would die and remove a death sentence from you, don't you think he'd want you physically healed? Well, the doctor said, I didn't ask you what the doctor said. Now, I love doctors. I love medicine. I love science. I'm glad that doctors can prescribe you medicine. I'm glad that they can do surgery. I want you to know that those gifts wouldn't be in them if the goodness of the Lord hadn't granted them those gifts. But I do want you to have the respect to honor God beyond their ability. Amen? Whew. I want you to know that today is a day where we just need to take that next level of trusting in God. Today is a day where we need to know that when he went to the cross, see, sometimes if we're not careful, we'll think, well, the Lord went to the cross so I could go to heaven. He absolutely did. And that is the ultimate surprise that we do not ever want to give up. Listen, I put up with you because I love you and you're a blessing. But also put up with you because I want to go to heaven. No, I said it that way to be funny. I want you to know that you guys are all treasures, but I'm serious. I put up with life. And I do my best to make right decisions. Why? Because I want to walk into the unity in the eternity that God has for us. Life itself in the natural is temporary, and it seems like just a moment. And the Bible even says that it's but a moment. Why? Because there are greater things beyond this physical that I want you to partake in, and that's eternal life. And that's what Jesus went to the cross for. But he also said, by my stripes, you are healed. And I want you to know that that is physical healing, but it's also mental healing. It's emotional healing. It's financial healing. It is all of those things. The Lord wants to be a part of every part of your life. That's why he says that I don't set you apart wholly just spiritually, does he? No. He says, I sanctify you, set you apart, and rescue you, spirit, soul, and body. That means that God doesn't like physical pain. He doesn't like physical sickness. God doesn't like emotional pain. He doesn't like mental illness. He doesn't like any of those things. And certainly spiritually, God does not like sin and darkness and the work of the oppression of the enemy or anything that could come against your life. Amen? So we're just going to pray. And then this morning, anybody who wants me to pray with them, if you have a physical need, a spiritual need, a financial need, anything that you have that you want the Lord to help you with, I want you to know that I'm going to agree with you and we're going to see the goodness of God. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God, I just pray, God, blessing upon your people, Father. Lord, I pray that this morning that we would just reverence you, honor you. Lord, we would just evaluate ourselves right now and evaluate our life. And Father, if we have become routine in what we're doing. Father, maybe the job you blessed us with and we were so thankful when you gave it to us, but now we're just doing the everyday process of forgetting that you're the one that brought us here. You're the one that can help us through. Lord, I pray that there's nothing we're doing, God, where we are not seeking you and having you be involved, Father. And Lord, right now I just loose, God, your healing power, your spirit, your ability into people's lives, God. Right now, God, I just thank you that you are touching relationships. You're touching people's health, Father. Lord, you're touching their financial needs right now. God, some people are going to feel things lift off of them even during this service, and they're going to say, well, nothing's changed. And in the natural, that might be true, but God, you have heard, you've answered. And they're going to see an outcome, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anyone here that wants me to pray with them? If you have a prayer need that you want me to agree with, I just want you to just come this way right now. Use your faith. Whatever you want prayer for, we're going to pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, man, I'm just excited about the goodness of God. Amen. I want you to know that the Lord is just touching and changing and transforming. I'm telling you, I believe that our best days are out in front of us. Amen. I want you to know that I believe that God is going to show himself strong. That's what the word says. Amen. Now, I want each of you to know that when we finish here in the next couple minutes, and I forgot, I got to put the offering buckets out here, and we'll just do that at the end. Praise God here in just a moment. But I want to remind you that there is plenty of food out there. Amen. I want you to know that you have got to eat, overeat, and sneak something out of here if you have to, because I just want you to be blessed. And I'm going to get in trouble because I always probably go to the point of abundance. Amen. But I'm made in the image of my Father. Amen. Jesus never fed anybody and said, hey, look, we got just enough out there, did he? He always fed people and said, boy, you got to take up some bushels and take some extra. Amen. Woo. So thank you guys for coming. I want you to fellowship and love on each other, and then we'll get ready for our 10 o'clock service where we're going to finish out this day of giving worship to the Lord. So I just thank you. And this morning, I want to remind you that the first thing that happened when Jesus was born was that men of wisdom went, and what did they do? They offered him gifts and offerings when he was just a baby, right? Why? Because they knew that from the beginning of time, even we go back to Moses, he said, listen to me, Pharaoh, it's not good enough that we just take our families out of here. We got to take our finances, we got to take our possessions, we got to take everything, because we want to sow those things so that God can have his full authority in our life. Amen? So I'm going to give you a chance to give an offering, and after that, we'll be done, and we'll go and fellowship together. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we bring these offering buckets forward, Father, anybody who wants to give an offering this morning, we're just going to give them that opportunity, Father, so that their tithing and giving can come to you, God. Father, that you touch their lives, Father. It is you that will rebuke the devourer, God, and it's you that says that everything we give will be given back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, Father. Lord, I just thank you for blessing your people, and Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, God bless you.